They do a great job, don't they? All right. Got my Bible open. I've lost the joy of Christmas. That's kind of what we've been talking about the last 3 weeks, haven't we? It's people that struggle, because some of us, some of you maybe, struggle with different aspects of Christmas. You get caught up in busyness, and then you're like, can we get through Christmas? Or can I afford Christmas? Today we're talking about family. Because family has been called the glue that holds the fabric of society together. And for so some of you, when you think Christmas, that's the first thing you think about is family. You're looking forward to family. You got a joy in family. You are excited. Family. Your family may be coming here. You may be going there. You might be at least getting that phone call or Skype or Zoom or whatever it is you're using and FaceTiming, and you're excited. I mean, family, from the very beginning, family was the most important unit in the Scriptures. I mean, think right off the bat, Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, Lord God said it's not good for man to be alone. Not good for man to be alone, so he started a family, an Ezer, leading him, the first family. We got Abraham, the first man called out and created a family that started a nation, right? Family is the core. And family is a part of our very heart. It's how we, family is what we carry the belief of Jesus throughout from generation to generation. And when family functions well, we have support, we have love, we have strength, we have God enabled to serve, we're able to serve God fully. And some of you, that's right where you're at. However, some of you, you've lost the joy of Christmas because family. When family struggles, our journey becomes much more difficult. And for some of you, Christmas is not a joyful time because you've got family issues. You got family issues. Christmas is a time we talk about breathing family together. For some of you, it's full of warmth and laughter, shared meal, tradition, love. For some of you, it's a painful reminder that you lost someone. You're grieving. For some of you, it's a painful because there's a fractured relationship. Unmet expectations. The reality of Christmas can feel a lot different from the Christmas carols we sing. Proverbs 15:17 says, "Better a small serving of vegetables with love than a fattened calf with hatred." And for some of you, this is the reality of your Christmas. For some of you, the idea of celebrating Christmas is going to be so difficult this year because you've lost a loved one. Whether it be a child or a parent or maybe a great grandkid who passed away and you're suffering. And so this Christmas, you're like, can I just get through this? Can we just get past this time of Christmas? And there's no joy. For some of you, this is the first time you've been without a spouse. And you're sad. And you're lamenting. For some of you are adults and you have adult children who are no longer speaking to you. And I know you're the adult and it's always someone else's fault, so it's their problem, right? The reality is it's probably a little bit of both, right? Somewhere in between. I know we're always the hero of the story and everyone else is the villain. If you go up against me, you're the villain. But the reality is we live in a society right now where it is very common for adult children to be not speaking to their parents for various reasons. Some of it's because the kid moved away, went, got on drugs or alcohol, and they've messed up their life and they've gone away like the prodigal child. Remember Luke chapter 15? He said, basically told dad, I wish you were dead. When he asked for his inheritance, that's basically what he was saying, is dad, I wish you were dead, and I'm going to go live my life the way it is. And dad was there waiting with opened arms, please return. Patiently waiting. Some, it's because you screwed up. You screwed up. I know, we don't like to hear that. Sometimes kids don't talk to us because we screwed up. And we pass along family drama and trauma. Maybe hurt them or abandon them or all kinds of different reasons. We want that relationship back the way we feel it should be. And it's not happening. And so it could be a heartbreaking experience. And we take solace, not joy. Well, joy comes with suffering, right? That's the hard kind of joy. We take solace that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. If you're estranged from your loved one, know that God sees your pain. And with this, he's compassionate. And reconciliation may or may not come. But he sees your pain. And we have the power of God's grace, his mercy. Small gestures can draw us closer to him and hopefully draw us back to healthy relationships. You know, I was thinking about this as I was thinking about this sermon. And the number one reason I hear for adult children who have cut off contact with their adult parent, with their parents, wouldn't you guess what the number one reason is? Boundaries. Boundaries. It's not money. It's not because you didn't love them enough. It's because boundaries. You don't respect the fact that they're adults. And they have boundaries. That's the number one reason. And I was wondering this. Did cell phones and social media cause a rift of boundaries? Where boundaries can't be established because we don't know how to use these things properly. I mean, think about when you were kids. I know if you're above a certain age, you didn't have a cell phone when you were left the home. You grew up. You left. They couldn't talk to you anymore. You were able to establish yourself as an adult. Now, they leave, and you're always there, not allowing them to establish themselves as adults. Well, I see that problem all the time in churches. We have children who move to youth groups, and then the youth groups, they move to adulthood, and they leave the church because they're not treated like adults once they leave the youth group. They're still treated like their children. Boundary issues. Boundary issues. We're not letting them grow up. And so this has caused these kind of things, these kind of rifts have caused harm in our society. And we're, for some of you, you are in a place where this is your reality. You have kids who are not talking to you. And you may want it with all your heart. And they just say, you know what, it's healthier for me not to. And you say, well, you got to respect me. Cause... We pray. We go close to the families that we have. We pray for reconciliation. I give space where we need to give space. We lament. A lot of times we're afraid of lament. Whether you've lost someone or someone's split from you or you got broken heart going through divorce, we say, well, God's in control, therefore I'm supposed to be happy all the time. And that's just not the reality the Bible even teaches. It teaches us that God is there even in the lament. The lament means when we're brokenhearted, when we're crying, when we're sad, when we're going through it. And God is here even if Christmas is difficult for you because you're going through family issues. And you say, I just don't feel happy this time of year. I feel maybe even depressed. I feel that joy, the joy of Christmas you talk about, I don't feel it because of these issues I've got going on. And we can't pretend they're not real because they're very real. But what we can't do is let them steal our joy. We can be sad, and we can still have joy at Christmas. Because we need to put our joy, our hope, in something other than family. Family is important. The Bible tells us that family, if you have a family, your family is your first mission. It's the first place you're serving. It's the first. But it's also not God. And we can make idols out of our families. We can make idols out of our families. We can make idols out of our spouses. We can make idols out of our people. As I was thinking through this, I put some practical steps to help us maintain joy despite whatever's going on in your family. One, practice forgiveness and grace. That's hard, isn't it? That's hard, especially when a family member is not getting along with you. For whatever reason, right? No matter who's in the wrong, probably both of you, it's hard to practice forgiveness and to show grace. But when we put our focus on Jesus Christ, then we remember that the Lord has forgiven us. And if God has forgiven us because we are broken, then we too can extend grace to broken people, including our family members. Extend grace where there is hurt, knowing that God has given you grace. Extend forgiveness where there's unmet expectations, because God has forgiven you. Extend love, even with met with resistance, because God has loved you. So put your focus, practice grace, practice forgiveness, set realistic expectations. It is okay to realize that not everything is going to be perfect. No one, people are not going to respond exactly how you wish they would, because they're people. When we go in recognizing that people are people and not perfect, You know, that's what destroys a lot of our relationships, right? We build people up, put them on pedestals. And then when they turn out to be just people, you know, whether it be a spouse who was built up because they were going to be the person that's perfect, and then they turn out to be just a person. We do that all the time, don't we? I mean, some of you guys built up the president to become, the, you know, he's going to save the world. Yeah, he's just a person. He's not Jesus. How many churches have fallen because they built pastors up on pedestals and realized they were just people? How many families have been built up? Some of you guys remember when the first time when you started realizing that your parents were just people? You had them up on a pedestal and then you started realizing, hey, they're people too. Set realistic expectations. Jesus' birth reminds us that the meaningful moments come even in imperfect places. We just got to focus on those. I mean, he was born with the animals. Acknowledge. If you are going through hurt because of loss or because of estrangement, acknowledge your loneliness. Acknowledge your hurt. Don't just pretend it doesn't happen. You're only going to stuff it down and then it's going to come back worse. Acknowledge that you're going through it. Acknowledge that other people next to you are going through it too. If you know someone who is struggling with hurt this year because they've lost someone or they're estranged from someone, how much more should you be there with them? How much should we, as the family of God, be together? Because we've joined a family. We are part of the family of Christ because he has adopted us. That's the language the Bible uses, adoption language. We should be together. Not letting someone be estranged alone. Oh, we're not victim blaming or shifting. Say, well, it was all their fault. They're just you're alone. Acknowledge it. You're hurt. Acknowledge it. Light a candle. Share a story. Bring honor to loved ones. Remember that God is near the brokenhearted. As we go through Christmas, adopt new traditions. Create new traditions. You know, family changes over time. Some of you guys remember that. Kids grow, leave the house. Tradition you did when they were little, you can't no longer do. You may want them to. There again, boundary issues probably. If you're still treating them like they're a little kid, there's boundary issues. Spouse passed away. We always used to do this at Christmas time. It's wonderful. But we have to adapt, right? We have to be people that adapt to new realities. We can't deny reality. We have to adapt. Family changes. We have to celebrate the unique story that is life, your life. And it changes. Traditions are great until they're no longer great, and then we need to do away with them, right? Love and peace matter more than keeping tradition exactly the same. But most importantly, we need to center ourselves on Christ. The only thing that's necessary is that we sit at the feet of Christ. And then we talked about last week is the Mary and Martha story. Only thing we need is sit at the pause, reflect on the birth of Jesus Christ. And he will bring comfort in the times of our imperfectness. our imperfectness. And so some of you, you're going to find a lot of joy this season. Some of you are going to wrestle with brokenness. But we remember that Christ is there in our highest heights and in our lowest lows. Christ is there. And he entered into this broken world to bring healing and restoration to what was lost. So as we go through Christmas, we need to focus on him. If you've been estranged from a relationship, adult children, trust that God is still at work. Your prayers are heard. You can't change them. You can only change yourself. For those grieving loss, Jesus sees your tears and offers his comfort. And we need to be the comfort of Christ. For those families celebrating joyfully, remember to extend grace and gratitude for the gift of togetherness. Let us remember Christ, remembering Jesus and what he gives so freely. Let us reflect that down to one another, even in these imperfect moments. May our hearts and our homes be transformed by Jesus. Lord God, thank you for your gift of family. Thank you for the precious gift of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to love. Help us to forgive. Help us to appreciate those around us. Lord, I pray that you comfort those who are grieving. Lord, I pray that you bring comfort to those who are estranged. Bring your peace to their hearts. May we remember that Christmas is about you. You're the light of the world. Fill our hearts, fill our homes with your love this Christmas season. As we worship you, as we thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.